We're in the middle of the Maimer, and we're trying to understand what it means that Hashem is in a state of sleep, and the miracle that even though Hashem should have been in the state of sleep, He was awake. So we needed to understand what exactly defines a sleeping person. What differentiates someone that's asleep from someone that's awake? So first we spoke about the similarities, and then we can understand what's different. So we first spoke about the similarities. In the body, nothing changes, nothing leaves. The body is fully intact. In the abilities of a person, the senses of a person, the faculties of a person, also everything exists and is even functioning. So a person has a certain amount of logic in their brain and feelings of fear, of love, desire, pleasure, all of those feelings, faculties, senses all exist. So then what differentiates the sleeping from the awake? The difference is that when a person is awake, there's an order in how their nefesh operates. So for example, foreseeing a pleasure will then push a person to desire that thing that will bring them pleasure. So pleasure precedes desire. And then when a person knows something, has an idea about something, a perspective on something, they'll then feel something based on their idea, based on their perspective. It will produce an emotion. The emotion will then make them think, and the thinking will make them want to speak about it, and then what make them want to do something about it. So there's an order in how a person works. In a dream, when a person is asleep, all of the faculties and senses work in a very unorganized way, and sometimes certain senses or feelings or ideas that usually cannot work in cohesion or work together at the same time are then working at the same time and out of order. So the way at least I understand this is possibly that normally a person has an idea, let's say, and then that brings them a feeling. So let's say they have an idea about something that is that can cause them to be afraid, something that is scary, so then they'll be afraid if they first know something in their head. In a dream, let's say, the person will feel fear and then find out why they're afraid. That's backwards. Or start going somewhere and then know why they went there. Not first know why you're going and then go. So it's out of order. So as we said, if that's the case, you don't see the hierarchy in the koyaches. You don't see which koyach comes first and is a cause for the next koyach. Al derech zeh, we said, is in galus. What's missing in galus is that we don't see how yidin are who they are. Yidin are meant to be the top of the line. We are the cause of creation, the motivation of creation. We're children of Hashem. We're servants of Hashem. Galus means when you don't see that. Yidin are not behaving and definitely not treated as children of Hashem. Children of Hashem are meant to be together with their father in Eretz Yisrael, in the Beis HaMikdash, in the same home. And galus means that we're not in the same home. Even a servant, we explain, the servant, Eved Melech Kimelech, a servant is literally an extension of his master and therefore should be in the presence of his master, together with his master. And galus means that they're not there. So galus is a state of sleep, where again, you don't see the higher faculties being treated and looked at and behaving like the higher faculties. Now we're holding Sif Gimel, and it's going to start getting deeper. This, that at the time of sleep, it's not recognizable, the advantage and the power of one koyach over the other. This resembles something that's very positive, actually. A person has an etzem nefesh. And the etzem nefesh is where their entire personality and all of their faculties originate. It's the origin. Shasham kol ha-koyches heim ba-ashva. There, before the person develops that nefesh, takes their etzem and develops it into who they are, when it's in the etzem, when it's in the essence of the person, before the person again develops into who they are, all of their abilities are all equal. The Indian is almost a keiches shabeis hashina, who mash a keiches mis alma mistalkim l'sharsham etzem ha-nefesh. So the Rebbe explains what's really happening at the time of sleep. What's happening is the person stops being their conscious self and goes now to the subconscious, or even deeper than that. They go to who they are be'etzem, to their essence, to before they developed into who they are. Now there's plenty to explain, and hopefully throughout the Maamar we'll understand this more and more. But let's continue. This is taking a very different twist. Generally, sleep is looked at as a negative state of being. It shouldn't be the case that there's no order and all of the abilities in the person become equal. No, there should be certain abilities that control and dominate, motivate other kaiches. It shouldn't be equality in the kaiches. But now we're saying, wait, before the person developed into who they are, there was equality. So in a certain way, this negative equality resembles and really originates in the positive equality of the person's etzem. Again, hold on tight, and Amir Tzashem throughout the Maamar will understand this more and more. Kiyodua Maamar Azar al Pasuk, ki einenu, the kutshabrichu usalik le'elah sha'ala le'mekayme chazer l'chede l'fnim echede. Galos, again, on the one hand, leaves us in a very negative state of being, but what's really happening? What's really happening is that godliness, which we're going to see is very similar to a person, how a person operates, what's happening is that Hashem is, so to speak, going back to himself. He's going back to his essence. And that's happening to a person when they fall asleep as well. They're going back to who they are before they developed into who they are on a conscious level. And that's really where the rest comes from. Which tells us like this. When a person is asleep, the body is lacking, as we're going to talk about right now. The body is lacking. The nefesh, so to speak, left it. But on the nefesh's end, the nefesh is experiencing something that's very special. The nefesh is now going back to itself. That's why it says that in the time of Galus, Hashem leaves, meaning Hashem goes back to himself. So is that a greater state of being or a negative state of being? Well, it depends who you're referring to. To the nefesh or to Hashem, it's the most positive state of being that's possible. To the body, that which is lacking the nefesh, it's obviously the worst state possible. This is similar to when a person sleeps. The nefesh is not expressing itself in the body, and therefore the body is not operating, at least not the way it is when it's awake. The eyes are closed, the person doesn't hear as much, because the nefesh left it. It's specifically by sleep that the person gets energy, re-energizes both physically and spiritually, where the nefesh goes back to itself. It doesn't now express itself and exit itself into a certain behavior, into a certain activity that the person's involved in. That's when the nefesh gets involved in a specific act or in something that they're involved in. And then the nefesh rests and goes back to itself, where all the koichos return back to itself. And yes, then, when it's an etzem nefesh, of course, it's hard to define, hard to differentiate the different koichos. You're going back to the etzem itself. We're going to stop over here for now, and Emirat Hashem in the next shir, and throughout the shir, we'll try to clarify all these ideas more, and especially the Maamar itself will do it. But just to connect this to something else that we all know the famous sikha where the Rebbe spoke about why the Yidden and how the Yidden can go to sleep the night before Matan Torah. It's shocking. They were preparing for Matan Torah, and then that night they go to sleep. How could they not have stayed up automatically and felt like they can't go to sleep? And the Rebbe explains, because going to sleep in a certain way brings a person to a much higher state of being than they are when they're awake and they're operating and functioning on their conscious level. Going to sleep brings them to a much higher level of self, a much deeper level of self, where there's no limits. And that's why a person can dream, literally. There's no limits. There's no rules. So they wanted to lift themselves to the most spiritual possible place before connecting with Hashem. And they thought that the best way to do that is if they stop being conscious, they stop being themselves the way they are defined as they are when they're awake, and going back to their essence by going to sleep, where the entire nefesh, as we said, goes back to its origin. Anyway, Meretz Hashem, in the coming shiurim, we'll explain more. Be'ezus Hashem.